Lately it seems I've lost inspiration. It feels like it's miles away. I sleep through the day, then cry through the nighttime. I'm caught in an empty space.
Hello, welcome to Sensational, a series of varying sentiments, stories, and style. What I do here is put out all-round exciting, educating, entertaining, and mind-blowing content that appeals to your all-round senses, of course, via different means. Thank you for always coming through for me. I appreciate it. And trust me, I love you so much. Don't forget, you can stream via Instagram, Twitter, and Anchor at Instagram and Twitter at dotunwise, dotunwise. And don't forget to click on the link for Anchor to stream via that platform. Thank you, guys. So this is the 7th episode of Sensational, and I will be talking about how to maintain a safe mental health, especially in this period of time. This is actually with the intention of trying to help you stay safe. I understand the fact that things are going wrong in the country right now. Nobody's actually okay. Everything is just wrong. And I understand the fact that you want a better Nigeria. You want something better for your country, right? But I want you to understand that staying safe at this period is very important, and that's why I want to talk about mental health. Right now, according to statistics in Lagos, over 70% of people living in Lagos are not mentally okay. Right, not like they are mad, right, but they are not just mentally okay. What do you feel about someone who wants to enter a bus, a free bus, and rushes inside? Like, they've been programmed that way, they've been structured to just live that kind of life, right? So I understand how things go, right? And I get it. I won't be going so deep. I'll be unveiling so many things so that you would just understand them and you would work on them, right? The first thing is value yourself. Treat yourself with kindness and respect. Avoid self-criticism. That little thing that you're capable of, do it. Value yourself. Respect yourself. You know, show kindness to yourself. Make time for your hobbies and, you know, favorite projects. Take time to play games and, you know, relax. Don't just stuff up things and feel that you would be fine that way. No, it won't always work that way. The second is take care of your body. How? Eat nutritious meal, avoid cigarettes, drink plenty of water, exercise your body, exercise daily if possible, right? And get enough sleep. Myself, I don't do that, but it's very important that you get enough sleep, especially at this period of time. Surround yourself with good people. See, people with strong family or social connections are generally healthier than those who lack support network. I am telling you this. If you look at someone who is great or someone who is successful in a particular area, check that cycle, right? If you check the cycle, you know that the person has surrounded himself or herself with good people, and that's it, right? Now, another thing is give yourself time. See, you need time. There are times when you don't need to do anything. Just relax. Just calm down. Everything would be just, you don't have to stress yourself. You don't have to give yourself that so much of pressure and all of those things. Have fun, you know, go chill out somewhere, then learn how to deal with stress. Like it or not, stress is a part of life. Remember to smile and ease your pain, relax your body, and, you know, do all of those things. Those things would really, really help you. Listen to music, see a movie, read books. Those things are very important, right? There are times that music heals you. There are times that music calms you down. There are times that you just need to see a movie, and that's all. If possible, read books as well. Another thing is set realistic goals. So many things people go through this, right? You would be setting goals that you know that you cannot achieve this thing. I understand the fact that you're being optimistic, but you have to set realistic goals. Goals that you know that, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be able to do this by this particular time. Not things that when you don't later do them, you would feel so bad about yourself. Some people feel depressed and, you know, it can lead to suicide, which is very, very bad for your mental health. Then please, this one is as important as any other thing. Get help if you need it. Get help. If you need a professional help, if you see that what you're going through right now is beyond your capacity, is beyond handling yourself, go see a counselor or go see a psychologist or a psychotherapist. therapist. Let them help you out, right? And please make sure you have good friends, friends that can advise you, friends that can talk to you when you're down, friends that can always check up on you, and you know, all of those things. They can really help you in maintaining a very good mental health. And please, if you have to stay out of social media, do that. As much as a media person that I am, as much as I should follow trends, I actually freeze my Twitter app, my Instagram app, and all of my news app for now, until yesterday when I just had to unfreeze them and get back to reading those news and all of those things, because I needed to talk about them, right? But then I knew what was good for my mental health, and I had to just freeze those things, right? So it's very important for you to do all of those things. And basically, that's what I'll be talking about today. Watch out for another episode of Sensational next week. It's going to be another amazing one. Yep, it's going to be another amazing one. Thank you so much for coming through. For me, this is Sensational, a series of variant sentiment, stories, and style. My name is Oyedotun Wisdom. Call me Wheezy Wheezy if you like, and call me Dotu if we are really close. All right, thank you so much. I love you.
When the life you had planned slowly slips through your hands, when it feels like you just slept through all the best years of your life, when you can't find your way, when each day ends the same, when you've lost the fight inside of you, is there anything worth holding?